Want a more fault-tolerant data center? Bring the availability of cloud computing inside your data center with the only server built from the cloud up.
Welcome to another episode of Virtually Speaking. I'm your host, Yang Cho, a platform technology evangelist at the Microsoft. In this four-part series, we finally come to the last one, which we are going to develop a smallest footprint for a server installation. Now, remember, in episode one, we used Disson command line tool. Second episode, we used Disson PowerShell. The last episode, we use Server Manager PowerShell. All these tools are there available for you to use. In this episode, I'm going to go through a scenario. So remember, the strategy is you first query your target feature, and then you do test it, right? And especially in Server Manager, you can use the dash what if switch to do a what if kind of experiment. And then you change that what if statement to a confirmation statement, such that when you actually make the change, you get a chance to see what exactly will happen before you actually commit the change, and then you go back and verify that. In this scenario, after we make the change, I also want to show you if in a case that you remove something that perhaps you want to keep, you can actually get them back. In this case, I get back the PowerShell capability. I also add back minimal server interface, which is a server core installation and server manager UI, which is a pretty neat configuration that we have. Let me show you how we can do that.
First, let's verify the size of current OS installation. Check the C drive. We have 21 gigabyte free storage, which means our OS installation at this time is about 8.5 gigabytes. Let's bring up integrated scripting environment. We are going to develop a minimal footprint. Let's run get Windows features to find out the current state of our installation. What are we going to do is basically remove all the features other than file and storage services. And we are going to first run a what if statement. And once we are satisfied, we can then go ahead execute the statement against our production. So we're going to leave file and storage services and remove the rest. Let's run the what if statement. And so we are just going to verify and assume everything's okay. A lot of stuff is going to be removed. And then replace the what if statement with the credential and also computer name. And also confirmation statement. This is to show you if you run this against a remote computer, you will add the computer name and credential. So here we are authenticated as the local administrator. Once we get authenticated, we get the confirmation dialog to see what will be actually removed. Once we execute it, we're going to confirm it and run the statement, and we're finished. It looks like it's successful. And we do need to restart the computer, which is what we are going to do right now. Okay, after we reboot the computer, this will be a server core installation since we remove all the graphic components. And first, let me adjust the command prompt so we can have better readability. Okay, after that, let's run good old sconfig. Yes, this indeed is a server core installation at this time. Let's try PowerShell. What I'm trying to show here is maybe after remove all the services that you realize some of the services that you do want them, some of the feature you do want them. And so what you can do is you can use DSIM to restore a particular feature. In this case, I'm going to first query what's current state, and pretty much everything are removed at this time. So we are going to install Microsoft Windows PowerShell, and remember to do a slash all, which will include all the parent features, and we are also going to indicate the source. Since we have removed all the payloads, we now have to provide the source code, which we put in W5101, the side-by-side component store. And once finished the execution, we are going to reboot. After rebooting, coming back, first thing we're going to test if we do have PowerShell in place. So we're going to run a PowerShell statement. Let's do get Windows features. And looks like it's executing and it coming back. And look at all those features are being removed. Now, one of the particular component, server GUI management infrastructure, I want to restore that because I would love to have Server Manager and MMC user interface, which I use a lot. So even though this is a server core installation, we can restore these graphic user interface. This is actually is the so-called minimal server interface. And it's kind of nice because you get server core installation, which is a minimal footprint to begin with, and you still have the server manager and also MMC, which pretty much cover most of the administrative work that I want to do. And this indeed is a server core installation. So this is kind of a minimal footprint in 5 minutes. And at this time, notice our installation has reduced about 1.5 gigabytes. And that is pretty cool.
There you have it. That's how you can use Decent PowerShell, Server Manager PowerShell, all that techniques to develop minimal server footprint. Remember, the strategy is always to identify your target feature and query the current state. There are a number of states in a server installation. A feature can be enabled or disabled or removed, right? In some case, if you use a decent, you see disabled with payload removed. Basically, it's indicating that the actual binary, the bits, and are actually removed from the current installation. So once you understand the current state, then you can either you want to enable it or disable it or remove it, right? And then you can, in Server Manager, you can use the what if capability to kind of test it out before you make the commitment. And then you can replace that what if statement with the confirmation. So you get a chance to see what's actually happened if you commit the changes before you actually go out and do it. And after that, then you can verify the change you made. And you can also examine the size of the side-by-side feature store, which is under Windows and then / WinSXS folder. You can check that size to kind of realize how much footprint that you have reduced. In the scenario I show you, we actually reduced like 1.5 gigabytes, which is pretty significant. I hope you enjoy the features. And remember, you can always go to Microsoft website and download the trial version of Windows Server 2012 R2 and experiment a little bit. I hope you enjoyed this four-part series, and I will see you in another episode of Virtually Speaking.